Thank you. Thank you very much, Peterborough Folk Under the Clock. Good evening once again. It's nice to be with you on this sunny, balmy day in Ontario. People say to me, why do you come to Canada in the winter at all? Well, because I like it. And we don't have these sort of conditions where I come from, though we have had some snow in the UK recently. We've had at least 1 or 2 inches, which shut us down. We are like giraffes on skateboards. And it's great to be here when it's not quite as crazy, but I've seen some crazy weather in this past 2 weeks down in the States. That's where they need the Olympics right now. But no, they're better off here. And I'm sure Great Britain's going to do very well. I'm sure another Eddie the Eagle is on its way. So I come here in winter because I love it. I love the conditions. I love the fact of renting a car at some distant airport and sort of putting on the sat-nav and just not knowing the hell I'm going through the blizzards. It's last year I started the winter tour in Calgary, actually, and I did 2 interviews with CBC Radio and CKUA on the same day, and I went into the CBC and I sang a little song. And then the lady started to interview me, and she said, now, I understand back home, Mr. Joseph, that you have other interests. I said, yes. She said, back home in the UK, you are, in fact, a horse riding champion. I said, no. She said, you are. I said, I am not. This went back and forth for a few moments. She got some wrong information. I didn't think too much about it. I went down to CKUA radio. I sang a song. I put the guitar down. The guy says, now, I understand that when you put your guitar back in your case back in Wales, you have other interests. I said, yes. He said, I read this morning you are, in fact, a black belt karate champion. I said, what the hell is going on here? This is totally true. You can hear the interview on my website. We downloaded it. And I said, where'd you get this stuff from? And he says, well, I read it this morning on Wikipedia. So someone had gone in on Wikipedia and decided to have a little bit of fun at my expense, which was fine. Didn't think, you know, just so about a month or so later, I'm back home, and I thought I'd try to impress my offspring with this humorous little story. So I told them the story, and they found it humorous. Not only that, my middle son, Stefan, looked a little sheepish. Seemed like him and his mates decided they'd have a little bit of fun on Dad's behalf on the very day I was doing 2 interviews. I thought it was really cool, actually. Anyway, so it's good to be here in the winter. False information or not. Try singing this with me. The things that we have carried, here go. Things that we have carried, one day they will disappear. Nice. The things that we have carried here. Freedom needs a volunteer. To be beautiful. That's good. Tad more guitar, please. Thanks, John. You're coming down. It's beautiful. Let me raise you up now, my love. Beautiful, yeah, yeah. 10,000 years of longing, and your story still untold, and wisdom is the knowing when to fold. Here we go, things that we have carried here, one day they will disappear. Skin and bone, death and stone. Things that we have carried here, freedom leads a volunteer. Beautiful, beautiful, we can be. We seldom see fallen sky, taking the rubble deep to find survivors, yeah. If love ever kissed you, I know your face ever cried that too. Maybe my hope is justified. I think so. Here we go. Things that we have carried here, one day they will disappear. Skin and bone, nice. Death and stone. Things that we have carried here, freedom needs a volunteer. Beautiful, you're sounding beautiful. One day they will disappear, skin and bone. Things that we have carried here, freedom needs a volunteer. Beautiful, beautiful. Let me hear you now. Coming down, that's beautiful. Let me raise you up now, my brother, sister. Beautiful you are, you know you're so beautiful. You got no idea, have you? Beautiful you are, each one. You're so beautiful, beautiful.